Exercise 2.
Hello, Lou. It's great to have you with us tonight.
It's great to be here, Dave, but I'm sure half your audience is too young to have seen me play back in the old days. They're probably wondering, who's the old guy in the fabulous leather boots? I designed them myself, by the way.
Did you really? They're great. But you know what you said is not really true. People do know who you are. You're famous. You were the lead guitarist in one of the rock bands of the 70s.
Thanks, Dave, but honestly, look around you. No one here was even born in the 70s, not even you.
True, but as a teenager, I used to listen to Yell. You are my favourite band. I've got all your albums.
The original vinyl LPs?
No, I belong to the CD generation. But what I want to say is that your songs are timeless, and that's what makes a band great. Some bands used to be very popular, but no one talks about them now. Kids today still get your songs. They know what you mean when you talk about what it feels like to be a young man or woman. That never changes, does it, Lou?
You're right, Dave. The part where you feel confused about everything that's happening around you. On the one hand, you want to fit in, but on the other, you disapprove of most decisions made for you.
Exactly. So what were you like as a teenager?
Well, I'd always looked a lot younger than I really was, you know, too short, too skinny for my age, and although I didn't do too badly academically, I wasn't very confident. I didn't like to draw attention to myself. I think the best word to describe me at the time is invisible.
What changed all that? You're quite well known for speaking out. You made that unforgettable advert against cruelty to animals back in the 90s.
I was dressed as a rabbit, yes. Well, I guess what did it for me was when my best friend at school was bullied into saying that he'd damaged a teacher's car to cover for the students who'd really done it. As a result, he was made to leave the school. It was so unfair. I was furious. I thought, this has to stop. I'm going to show them. I'll go to the gym, get fit, and teach them a lesson for what they did to my friend.
And did you do that?
No. You see, my family moved to Manchester when I was 14 and I had to change schools. But I decided it was a good opportunity to start over, make a new beginning. I'd sort of come to the conclusion that it was all about having the right attitude. I'd also just discovered music and that made me more popular. It did wonders for my self-esteem and I started to feel more sure of myself.
Did you ever misbehave at school?
To be honest, I once played truant. I didn't go clubbing or stealing cars or anything. I just hung around with my friends at the park. We never actually decided what we were going to do, so I got bored and went back home to play my guitar.
You're really destroying the bad boy image here.
Sorry, but that was never my type. It might have made me more interesting to interview if I had been one. Anyway, now I'm a grandfather, so I'll have to leave all that for my grandson.